praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
And so, God, as we come together in corporate worship, in corporate prayer, my song, oh God, that you placed in my heart is that we should praise the name of Jesus. What an awesome name. What a mighty name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. That at the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. They can't reside. They can't stay where they are. But when the name of Jesus is declared, and when the name of Jesus is acknowledged, and when the name of Jesus is exalted, situations must change. Demons must flee. Sickness must abide. Oh God, those things that are not acting right, God, must come under subjection, because at the name of Jesus, there is power, there is healing, there is deliverance. At the name of Jesus, oh God, sickness, oh God, has to obey, God, and must flee. At the name of Jesus, God, children must obey, right, God? At the name of Jesus, oh God, there is power wonder-working power in the name of Jesus, and it's also in the blood of Jesus as well. And so we thank you for such an awesome name, oh God, a name that's above all names. We thank you for the name, God, that we can call on at any time, and you will answer us, and you'll show up in a great and mighty way. A name that we could call, God, where God, things and situations, life must come under subjection, God, and we thank you for the power that's in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for another day that you have made, another day that you've allowed us to see, another day, God, that you've allowed for us to wake up another morning, oh, God, to seek your face, God, to turn from our wicked ways, God, to continue to chase and hunger after you, God, to do your will, God, and not our own. God, thank you for another day that you have made, God. I can rejoice, God, because I'm in the hands of God. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify you. I lift up your name, God. I exalt you, God, because there is none like you, God, and you're wonderful in all your ways, Lord. You're magnificent in all your ways, God, and so in all my ways, I acknowledge you. I need your direction, Lord. I need your strength today. I need your will to be done. Oh, God, I need your power. I need your anointing. I need you to fall afresh on me. I need your renewal, God. I need your anointing. I need you the more this day. So I rejoice because my God is in control, and I rejoice because I know that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches up in glory. So I bless you. No need to complain. But God, as the man of God told us on Sunday, men ought to always pray. When situations and things in our lives and trials and tribulations come our way, things that are outside of our control, even things that are under our control that we've allowed to come in, God, help us in the mighty name of Jesus not to become overwhelmed, not to give up hope, not to give up the fight, but to continue to trust that you will make a way. Lord, that woman came, God. She was a Gentile woman or a Greek woman. She was not a part of the lineage of Israel, Lord. But she came to the master because she needed help. She had done all that she could, Lord. She had done everything that she could. And her daughter was of no more good. She still was acting up. She still was doing things that were wrong. That demon still had control of her. And she came to the God of our salvation, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, to ask him for help. And in spite of Jesus' answer, Lord, to let her know that the promise, the thing, the healing was not necessarily for the Gentile at that time. But, Lord, the woman still had a desire. She still had a pledge. God, she still had a need, God, and she endeavored to get that need met. Lord, give us a hunger. Lord, give us a thirst after more of you, Lord, that we will not be satisfied with no's, Lord, that we won't be satisfied with inadequacies, Lord. We won't be satisfied with mediocrity, Lord. We won't be satisfied with our children still acting right. We won't be satisfied, Lord, with things going wrong on our job. We won't be satisfied, Lord, oh God, with spouses acting up, Lord, or doing wrong things, God. We won't be satisfied, but Lord, we'll continue to come to you. We'll continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, God. We'll continue to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We'll continue to look to you, who will supply all of our needs. We'll continue to look to you because the answer, Lord, is in you. Men ought to always find themselves praying. And not fainting, not giving up hope, fervent in prayer, consistent in prayer. And so prayer, God, is something that we believe as a staple of this ministry of praise-centered church of God in Christ. We pray before everything, Lord, because we need your direction and we want to submit to your will. Prayer, God, is a communication with you, a relationship with you. And so we want to build our relationship with you. And so we take time to pray so that when situations and trials come, God, we'll know what to do. We'll know not to run away, but we'll know to seek your face first, God. We'll know to turn from our wicked ways. God, then your word said you will hear from heaven and you'll forgive our sins, Lord. If we seek your face first, Lord, you'll add all these things unto us, Lord. If we call upon you, Lord, you promise that you'll answer us, Lord, that if we pray, God, we can have confidence in praying and knowing that you hear us, Lord. And if you hear us, God, we'll know that you'll answer our calls. You'll hear our pleas, Lord. And so you remind us, fear not.
not, Lord. Just continue to seek after you, Lord. Just continue to humble ourselves before you, Lord, because the Lord our God that's with us will fight for us. You will fight our battles, Lord. You don't let your people get run over. You don't let your people become overwhelmed, Lord, but you will fight our battles. So, God, help us to commit all of our cares. All of our cares, Lord. You said that we can cast all of our cares upon you. For you care for us, Lord. You love us. You don't want to see us beaten up. You don't want to see us worn down. You don't want to see us given up. You don't want to see us overwhelmed. But we can give all of our cares, the things that we love, the things we can't stand, the things that are trying us, the things that are afflicting us. Lord, whatever the situation may be, whatever the person may be, whatever the circumstance may be, we can give it all over to you, for you care, Lord. And God, you can hold, you can handle all of our cares, Lord. For God, when we needed you, when we were far from the peaceful shores, when we were deep in sin, you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. And he bore the sins of the world on his shoulders. Lord, his shoulders are strong. He can handle every burden. He can handle every care. He can handle every affliction. There's nothing too hard for our God. There's nothing too mighty for our Savior. There's nothing too strong that the Holy Ghost can't handle, that he cannot keep us from, that he cannot hold us during. Lord, we cast them all over to you. Help us understand, God, that you are mighty. Help us to understand, God, that there's nothing too hard for you. Help us, God, to understand how great thou art. And so bless us, Lord, as we continue to remain steadfast in you. Help us, God, not to become weary in well-doing. For God, your word says, in due season we will reap if we faint not. That was one of the things that helped that woman get her deliverance. Jesus told her, we don't give our food to the dog. She declared that even the dogs look for crumbs off the table, Lord. God, give us that, God, desire to never give up, Lord. God, the widow woman, God, whose sons were being, about to be taken, God, and she had no other recourse but to go to the wicked judge. She kept hounding him. She kept coming to him and asking him for relief. And he says, I don't fear God or man. But this woman keeps wearing me out, so I'm going to hear her plea. If a wicked man can come to the rescue of a believer, how much more can the God that we serve, the one who provides all of our needs, how much more can the one who won't leave us, who won't withhold any good thing from us, how much more can the one that loved us so much, that gave his son for us, do so much for us? So, God, get our hearts and our minds straight. Our problem is, God, that we still need our minds to be transformed. We need to understand how great God are, and, God, to be able to trust you in all of our ways. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. Lean not unto our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge you, Lord, and you will direct our pathways. How, God, help us to trust you today. Help us to lean not unto our own understanding, Lord. Help us to acknowledge that you are still in control. You are the God that sits high and looks low. You are the God that knows our ending from our beginning, Lord. You work your way back to where we need you, God, and you come to our rescue right on time. You may not come when we want you to, but, God, the word tells us that your actions remind us, if we look back over our lives, God, you always come right on time. So, God, be God in our lives. That's all we can ask you to do, and help us to be your servants, be your children, obey you, trust you, believe in you, lean upon you, God, and so that you may help us to remain steady, unmovable, and be about our Father's business. Now, bless us this day, God, as we endeavor to commit ourselves to you. God, you tell us, oh, God, we are encouraged to fast and pray, because these kinds come by fasting and praying. And this Tuesday is our day of fasting. So honor our consecration in the mighty name of Jesus. Honor our sacrifice, God, and let it come back before us as a memorial, as a blessing, Lord. Whatever it is that our petition is, God, let us make a petition unto you before we commit to the sacrifice, Lord, so that we may reap what we have sown in you. Some of us need children, oh God, to be saved. Some of us need spouses to be delivered, Lord. Some of us need breakthrough in our bodies or healing in our bodies or breakthrough to situations, Lord. God, we place our petitions before you, God, and we leave them at the altar so that you can resolve them and you can bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the Stevenson family this morning, God, as we are, Lady McCown and I are in Portsmouth, Lord, to celebrate the homegoing of Cheerlady Jean Stevenson, God. Bless and anoint the service today. Bless Bishop Thomas, God. Bless the church family, Lord. Bless the people of God that we may be encouraged to hold on, God, and continue to trust that you know what you are doing. God, words cannot express your greatness, Lord, and we don't try you, Lord. We know that all things is in your hands. Our life is in your hands, so we trust you in all of our ways, God. Bless the family. Bless this jurisdiction, God. Bless all that are traveling, God, from different destinations, God, and bring them in safely to celebrate the life and legacy of that great lady, God, Jean Stevenson. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will, and we'll bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.